Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Saturday of the 22nd week in Ordinary Time. And from the United States, we hear from Sister Barbara Schwarz, an artist in Amityville, New York, who uses her art to express a love of color, justice, and meditation. The title of her preaching today is Hunger.
A reading from the Gospel of Luke. And it came to pass on the second Sabbath after the first that he went through the cornfields. And his disciples plucked the ears of corn and did eat, rubbing them in their hands. A certain of the Pharisees said unto them, Why do you do what is not lawful to do on Sabbath days? And Jesus answered them, saying, Have you not read so much as this, what David did when he himself was hungry and they were with him? How they went in the house of God and did and take and eat the shewbread? And he also said to them that were with him, What is not lawful to eat, but for priests alone? And he said unto them, The Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath. The Gospel of the Lord. What is it that you hunger for? The disciples hungered for food, the Pharisees for self-righteousness. Today, immigrants hunger for safety and a place to call home, while graduates yearn for employment. And we, what do we seek? The first reading speaks of jubilee and the act of giving, but this invites us to consider, what gifts do we offer to those who hunger in our lives and in our world? Are we constrained by laws or driven by compassion? Do we, like the Pharisees, set limits that prevent us from responding to those most in need? We must ask ourselves, what exceptions we make to address the real needs of others? How do we respond to those who, through their words or actions, suggest that the needs of those on the margins, be they poor, unemployed, immigrants, or sick, that they are unimportant or irrelevant to the justice God desires? The readings also ask us to consider how God sees our needs and our gifting to others. What might we do today to adjust our perspectives, to be more compassionate and less judgmental? Are we like the disciples or the Pharisees? Let us follow the way of the Lord.